and cause the dawn to know its place.
Yes. Have you done it?
That it might take hold of the ends of the earth and the wicked be shaken out of it.
Yeah.
So it's telling us we could shake the wicked out of our day.
Yeah. Have you come on, dear morning?
Since your days began and caused the dawn to know its place.
Place, yeah.
That it might take hold of the ends of the earth and the wicked be shaken out of it. That's Job chapter 38, verses 12 and 13.
I have come on the morning. You need to come on the morning. We says, this is what Thursday? Happy Thursday. Beautiful Thursday. Commanded to bring you happiness. Command this day to bring you joy. Command this day to bring you peace. Command this day that the peace of God will reign and rule and have full control of your life. Start to do what the word says. That's why we teach that to build a better you, a better life, has to be according to the word of God and not according to your plan. Because if I try to build my life according to my plan, it's going to be messed up. I'm not the architect of my life. God is.
And it goes back to what you always say, that a man who doesn't know where he's going, everywhere looks the same.
Yeah, it looked terrible.
So unless we're commanding our day, knowing where we're going, every day is going to look the same. Same old.
Yeah. Just as I thought that this day was going to be exactly like the bad day I had. I've heard it so many times. Oh, you know, how's your day? Not good. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what are you doing about it? The next time you see the same person, ask him, how's your day this morning? Still not good. What are you doing about it? Mm-hmm. I think someone wrote that this is not mine. It says, if you do the same thing you always do, you will get the same result you always get. Mm-hmm. And that is insanity.
Mm-hmm. To continue to do the same thing but expect different results.
Because you're going to get the same result that you always get.
Continue to put the ingredients for the vanilla cake and think you're going to get a chocolate cake.
Oh, man.
It ain't happening.
Not happening. You need
different ingredients if you want a different product.
Yeah. So you better pick a word of God. Pick a verse from the Bible this morning. Go in there, find something that matches up to your situation and live by it today. Mm-hmm. We're having a good time here because we're enjoying the love of God. We're enjoying the love of God. We did not come to this radio station to bring you anything of our own. We come to show you what God's word says in there about your life. And you can live your life according to what? The word of God. Mm-hmm. Not according to Pastor Errol or according to Pastor Diana, but according to the word of God. Mm-hmm. You know what James says in James chapter 1? James, a bad servant of God. You know, he declared, don't do anything according to James, he says. I'm a band servant of God. Mm-hmm. Paul says, I am an apostle of God, called by God, not by man. Paul says, don't put blame in me now. Yeah. I call by God, and I'm only doing what God tells me to do. Mm-hmm. See, this is the key here. When we know that this is God. Like when you pray for those people, you pray according to his will. Mm-hmm. His will is his word.
Right.
Therefore, you're not going to put no pressure on yourself. Mm-hmm. You just pray what the word says and move on. Mm-hmm. And now it's up to their faith to believe in what the word says. Mm-hmm. That Jesus says, woman, your faith has made you well. It doesn't mean it's not me. I didn't do anything. It's your faith. Your faith that made you well. Mm-hmm. Greater faith than this I have not seen. You see, this, you got to exercise what the word says in your life. And all we're doing is to give the word to you. Because we are here to make it plain, to break it down.
And then following the word comes signs and wonders. The preaching of the word, the understanding, the application of the word brings forth the signs and the wonders. But it comes from the word. The root of it is the word. And the, you know, the word of God, the Bible says, is the seed. So when that seed is planted, it's through understanding that it roots. So we have to understand the word. So how do we understand the word? By doing the word.
Yes.
Because, you know, everything looks easy in the classroom when the teacher is doing it on the board.
Board.
But when you get home
to do it
and you don't know what to do, it's because you didn't understand it. You know the teacher did it. And then the next day when the teacher goes over it, oh, yeah, I know you did that. But yet do you understand it? You're not able to, you can't say you understand something until you're able to do it.
Right.
We can't say, oh, I understand, if we're not able to do it. We know sometimes stuff as information that we've heard it before, but until we're actually able to do it and apply it, there's no understanding. Understanding is in the doing of it. And then wisdom, that's another level now. Wisdom is when we know what to do and how to apply it, when to apply it, where to apply it. That's wisdom.
Yes.
So understanding is the ability to do a principle. Then wisdom is when we know in a situation what strategy, what principle to apply to that situation.
I love that. We know there was a man called the Ethiopian eunuch.
Mm-hmm.
He was reading the word, but he did not understand what he was reading in the book of Acts.
Mm-hmm.
Until Philip, the teacher, come. The Holy Spirit. But he was earnest. You see, when you read this word of God earnestly and you don't understand it, or you ask God for the understanding, oh man, he'll send somebody.
Mm-hmm.
He either will open your eyes, which eyes? Your eyes of understanding. Mm-hmm. So you can see it, or he will send someone. He's going to send someone your way. And when he sends someone your way, they will make it plain.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Lord sent, he sent Philip.
Mm-hmm.
And then Philip came in the man's chariot.
Mm-hmm.
And Philip saw he reading. And Philip says, okay. Do you understand what you read? Are you understanding what's going on mm-hmm. in the Word of God?
And this is all in Acts chapter 8.
Yeah.
So starting at verse 26, it says, "Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert."
Mm-hmm.
So he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch, of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning.
Yeah.
And sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah, the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, go near and overtake his chariot. Okay, so there's a lot right there. First of all, this person was a person who obviously had a great degree of value and knowledge, because he was in charge of all the treasury of the queen.
Yes.
So he had a position. He had a stat. He had a great position. He had great authority. He's in charge of all the queen's treasury. He came to Jerusalem to worship, but he was lacking the understanding of the word. So he was in the position. He had a natural knowledge. He was smart. He was intellectual.
Yeah.
He's over the charge of the whole treasury of the queen.
Yeah.
He had come to Jerusalem to worship. Now he's returning, and he's in his chariot, and he's reading the book of Isaiah the prophet.
Yeah.
Now the Spirit says to Philip, go near and overtake his chariot. So Philip is now being sent.
Come on.
He's in position. The angel of the Lord already spoke to him in verse 26, saying, arise, go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert. Now he had to be there to see the chariot.
And he had to follow that instruction. Yeah.
If he didn't follow the first instruction, he never would have been there to see the chariot.
Come on.
And to go overtake the chariot.
Mm.
He didn't, and God, it doesn't say anything here that the angel of the Lord told him what he was going to do. He just said, I need you to be in that place.
And sometimes we want too much information.
The angel of the Lord just gave him a specific place to be in. So now that he's in the place, he's able to see the purpose of the place.
Yes.
Then the Spirit said to Philip, go near and overtake the chariot. So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, do you understand what you are reading?
Yeah.
And he said, how can I understand unless someone guides me? Mm. And he asked Philip to come up and to sit with him. The place in the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter.
Come on.
And as a lamb before its shearer is silent.
Yeah.
So he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away.
Yeah.
And who will declare his generation? Mm-hmm. For his life is taken from the earth.
Yeah.
So the eunuch answered Philip and said, I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this? Of himself or of some other man?
Come on.
Then Philip opened his mouth and beginning at the scripture, preached Jesus to him.
Yes.
Now, as they went down the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? Then Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him.
Building a better life can only accomplish by living your life according to the word of God. That's what we're teaching. Building. This eunuch is going to have a better life now. How? According to what?
The word of God. We want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church this Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Brevard's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy today's show, hosted by a pastor on staff here at East Coast Christian Center.
Hey everybody, welcome to the program. This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion, sure to jumpstart your day. And it may be morning, afternoon, or night. I know we all kind of listen to this at different times, but man, what an honor to be here. This is Chris Johnson. I'm filling in for our beloved host, Pastor Dan Stahlbaum. Dancing across the desk is my co-host today, our amazing worship leader, good friend and co-laborer, Shanna Langston. How are you today?
I'm good. It's a cool beat. I can't help it. Yeah.
It's a bop. Lane, I noticed you were more stoic and didn't dance, but I felt like inside you were dancing.
There he goes. Look at these moves.
I wish you guys could see this. We need a video version of that.
Reminds me of my dad.
Good morning, guys. Yeah. How you doing?
Good.
It's
How are you
a pleasure
doing?
To be here. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for running the program for us today, man. What
my
a blessing.
Pleasure.
They
yes,
brought
sir.
In Yoda today to run the board, huh?
yes,
run
sir.
Run the program, I will.
Wow, that's really good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We had a little
impersonations
conversation.
Are your like thing. So.
Oh, for sure. I love doing that kind of stuff.
I'm not talented in that way at all. Don't ask me. Won't sound good.
That's okay. It's all good. Hey, welcome, everybody. We love you, and we are so glad to do this program with you, however you're getting it. Morning Breath is basically what we do is we take one chapter out of God's Word, and we focus on that chapter. Pray and ask the Holy Spirit breathe on this chapter. The Bible says that all scripture is God-breathed, and we really believe that as we sit down and spend intentional time with the Lord, that He'll breathe fresh life, fresh breath, fresh revelation. And that's where we get the name Morning Breath. We take one chapter, read it at night, read it in the morning. We don't prepare a sermon. I don't have notes. But we did just pay attention, really, to how the Lord spoke as we read this chapter. And that's where Shannon and I will just have a conversation with you around this chapter today and see what God shows us. So I'm really looking forward to that. If you have maybe looking for a way to grow deeper in your faith, deeper in your Bible study, we would love for you to check out the chapter with us. Here's a couple things you can do. Number one, go to the app, East Coast app. If you go in your app store, type in East Coast app. Or you can go to ecc.us. You can actually get information on how to find the chapter that we're going to be in. Also, you can call us at 321-452-1060, and we will happily email you or just straight up physical mail it to your